With us right now, she's the RMAC Player of the Week. Grad transfer Mariah Martin joins us on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. Mariah, appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the RMAC Player of the Week. 23 points. You had a great all-around game in that win against Montana Western on Saturday night. And it's, you know, now 5 games into the season. And it seems like you're kind of starting to find your groove. And really, things are really starting to click for you with this basketball team.
Yeah, I feel like it took us a little bit to get the chemistry flowing and obviously getting used to the adjustment of the three-point line. But, yeah, I feel like things are starting to click, and as we start conference play, I think we're all super excited and eager to get some more wins under our belt and just continue to keep improving each and every game. So,
Mariah Martin, second-team All-RMAC guard last season at Westminster back then, now a member of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks. Take us through the decision to leave Salt Lake, to leave Westminster, and come to Grand Junction and play for the Mavericks. Obviously a big rival for you when you're a member of the Griffins.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I wanted to just get out of Utah. I've lived in Utah for a majority of my life, and so I just kind of wanted to get away from home, especially with COVID, you know, having your 5th year. And so when I entered the transfer portal, WAG, he's kind of recruited me fresh out of high school, and every time I've transferred, he's tried to get me to come there. And my best friend came here and played Morgan Myers her last couple years, and so I knew a lot about the program, and then just the conversations I had with WAG, I just really felt like it was the right fit for me, and he's such a good guy on and off the court that it just made the decision to come here a lot easier.
So did Morgan have a couple of, you know, sit down conversations with you saying, hey, you know, you come here, you know, it's a chance to, you know, to win not just an RMAC title, but also, you know, get to, you know, the Division II postseason, that this is a program with great consistency, great success. Hey, I know Morgan did most of her work coming off the bench. She was just a great energy player for Coach Wagner and the basketball team during her time here. How much did she have to sell you on transferring to Mesa?
Honestly, she didn't have to sell me much. I mean, I've played against Mesa now for 4 years, and every time we play Mesa, they're always the team to beat. They're always, like, either one or two in the conference, and they always, I mean, out of the 4 years I've played against Mesa, they've won it twice. So I definitely think it would have been a dumb decision to not come to Mesa, especially because winning an RMAC and competing for nationals is something I've always wanted to accomplish, and so now that I'm here, I feel like that's something that we can definitely accomplish with WAG system and the type of players that we still have here at Mesa.
CMU guard Mariah Martin, grad transfer from Westminster, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And what was that like, the first maybe few interactions with players like Danny Turner and Kelsey Siemens, you know, some of those veteran players, Sophie Anderson, players you competed against? What was that like for you to now be wearing the same color jersey, passing the ball to them? What was that like, those early interactions for you, Mariah, with those players?
Honestly, it was not, like, they were super, super welcoming, super friendly. I mean, I have played against them now for 4 years. So playing with them, it's kind of like I already knew their strengths and stuff that they're good at. So just me being able to get them the ball in those situations has been fun coming, like, understanding that more. And then off the court, we all get along super great. Everyone's super welcoming and friendly here. So it's definitely made the adjustment and transfer way easier than what it could have been. So they've been awesome, and I honestly love playing with them. They're all great teammates.
Well, I know in watching you play at Westminster against the Mavericks and doing some of those games, you know, always made smart decisions with the basketball, really good offensive player. And I just thought, boy, when you transferred here, what a big addition to that backcourt to go along with Danny Turner, a player that's been an All-America player a couple of seasons ago, first-team RMAC player, that you two could be a really impressive dynamic duo on the backcourt. And certainly I think it allows Danny to maybe get in the glass a little bit more, like we saw the other night with her double-double performance against Montana Western.
Oh, for sure.
Mariah Martin joining us today, the, of course, RMAC Player of the Week after a 23-point performance against Montana Western at the Holiday Inn Airport Thanksgiving Classic. And so now you go on the road, you open up at Colorado Christian in RMAC play, and then Metro State on Sunday. So for the Mavericks, traditionally, Mariah, it's been tough to get wins at Cuddleboro Christian, and it looks like they have another really good basketball team again this year when you guys head over there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
When do we head over there?
Saturday. You play Saturday.
Yep, we play Saturday and Sunday this week.
So what can you tell us about Cuddleboro Christian, what you've seen on film so far?
I think this year conference is going to be a little tougher. A lot of because of COVID, have a lot of transfers, Division I transfers. I think they're going to be better and definitely a contender as far as, like, who the top eight in conference. I just fully believe that if we just play our game and stick to our defensive plan, that we will be fine.
Mariah Martin joining us today on the Team Sports Network. Sunday, it's Metro State and Allie Navarette, Player of the Year previously for them. Mm-hmm. They're ranked right now in the South Central Region rankings, number 7 team in the South Central rankings. And Mariah, I think, a chance to square off against a player of her caliber has to have you excited and your teammates excited to take on that challenge of a player like her.
Yeah, for sure. I think with her, she is a very dynamic player, and she's definitely one of the better posts in our conference. But I am confident that if we just go out there with confidence and share the ball and help our posts be able to guard inside, that things will flow and go our way. So I'm excited. I know my team's excited. Obviously, a little bit of nerves come with just starting conference play. The pressure to continue winning is always there, but I feel like it's a pressure we can easily handle. And WAG gives us that confidence, so we're excited.
Mavs guard Mariah Martin with us today on the Team Sports Network. You have 3 siblings. Your sister plays at the University of Utah. So of all the Martin kids, who's the best basketball player? I mean, I get it, your sister's at Utah Division I program, but you're no slouch, my friend. So of the Martin kids, who's the best basketball player?
It's funny. We get asked that all the time, and our answer is we never really know what to say because, like, we're all good at different things. I would honestly have to say possibly my little brother. He just graduated high school and going to go serve a mission and decide where he wants to go play, but I'd have to give him the props secretly that he might be the best player in the family.
Okay, we can just keep it between us. We don't have to let him know that, right? It can be a secret
exactly.
Between us. Mariah Martin with the CMU women's basketball team with us today on the Team Sports Network. It says in your bio, I always like to look at the bios, it says that mm-hmm. you enjoy hiking and traveling and watching movies. What would be Mariah Martin's top 2 favorite movies?
I love series. So I like the Harry Potter series, and I like the Twilight series. Those are the top 2 that come to mind right now.
Okay, so back in the day, were you Team Edward, or what was the other one? I can't remember. Team Edward, and who was the other guy?
Team Jacob. I was Team Jacob.
Okay, so you're Team Jacob. All right, thank you. It's been, look, number 1, Twilight, probably not my wheelhouse, but number 2, it's been a while since those movies have been out, too. Well, Mariah, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you and the Mavericks on the road this weekend. Cuddleboro Christian on Saturday, Metro State on Sunday. You can hear both those games, along with the men's contest right here on the Team CMU Sports Network. Mariah, appreciate the time. Thanks again. Congratulations on being the Player of the Week. Well-deserved.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Mariah Martin joining us on the program.
So she was Team Shirtless Teen Wolf. And